Now, the story of a man who lost his life in Afghanistan. In early May, Michael Bhatia was riding in a Humvee with the 82nd Airborne Division when he was killed by a roadside bomb. Bhatia wasn't a soldier. He was a PhD student from Oxford. He also taught at Brown University. And he was enrolled in a controversial U.S. military program. It embeds academics with the troops. From member station WRNI, Megan Hall reports.
In the hall of Brown University's Watson Institute hangs a picture of Michael Bhatia. His eyes are glistening, and his mouth is half smiling, half challenging. His colleague, Karen Lynch, explains why she chose this photo.
He's standing behind a podium and clearly engaged in an active to and fro with someone in the audience. So we thought that one captured him quite well.
This is the Michael Bhatia Lynch and his other colleagues remember. Smart, thoughtful, and ready to debate. At the age of 31, Bhatia's passion for Afghanistan had already led him to publish two books, teach at Brown and study at Oxford. But as much as he loved an active discussion, Michael Bhatia's sister Tricia says talking about the war was never enough.
When I think about us having conversations about anything, he would sort of bring it back to, well, Trish, you can complain about this, but what are you going to do about it?
She says it was his need to put his studies into action that led him to join the military's human terrain system. She was skeptical about the program, which hires social scientists to collect and share information about Afghani culture with the troops. It was less than a year old and already causing some controversy. The American Anthropology Association discouraged its members from being a part of the program. It said information gathered by social scientists might be used by the military to cause harm. Tricia Bhatia says her brother was aware of this concern, but thought it was important to join anyway.
I had deep, deep faith in Michael's humanitarian ideals leading him there, and that he felt that he could really make a difference.
James Dedarian was Bhatia's professor and colleague at Brown University. He didn't get a chance to advise Bhatia about his decision to work for the military, but if he had, he'd have been less concerned with the ethics of Bhatia's work and more concerned with his safety.
My point is that no matter what measures you put into place, they'll never be sufficient.
And in that case, it's, you would say for most people, it's not worth the risk.
Yes. But Michael wasn't most people.
He loved it.
Army reservist Rachel Ridenour was on the human terrain team with Michael in Afghanistan.
Even now, going through photos of the team, every single photo, the man just has a light in his eyes and a grin on his face.
She says Michael's academic background helped the team rethink its work. When the troops wanted to research roadside bombs in a village, Bhatia discovered that the residents were more concerned about a ban on motorcycles. Soon, he'd helped overturn the ban.
Michael just had great rapport with the elders and the locals anyway. On many occasions after meetings, you know, the elders would come out and point their finger at him and say, "You are very smart. You ask all the right questions."
The conversation about the Human Terrain Project continues, and Michael Bhatia's life has become part of the discussion. His friends say if Bhatia were here, he would continue to defend his work, but also lean forward and enjoy the debate. For NPR News, I'm Megan Hall in Providence, Rhode Island.